Hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: Emerald Watch Zambia says high mining fees are forcing small-scale miners out of the sector. Jack Mumbo clarifies the government only removed inconvenient police roadblock. Lebanon calls for talks with Iran, with Israel on plans to end Hezbollah conflict.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Julalam. The Emerald Watch Zambia says current mining policies are shutting ordinary Zambians out of the sector after the Zambia Environmental Management Agency's ZEMA increased fees for small-scale gemstone miners from 17,000 kwacha to over 100,000 kwacha. Emerald Watch Zambia President Musa Kafimbwa says many Zambians once owed mining tenements had to sell them because they lacked the capital and equipment to keep them running. Dr. Kafimbwa adds that the country's region needs conditions that allow people to mine and benefit from its resources. He notes that even though the Ministry of Mines has tried to support small-scale miners, the fees and costs make it hard for ordinary Zambians to stay in the business. Dr. Kafimbwa explains that most tenets and reserves were once owned by Zambians but were sold because people could not manage them. Dr. Kafimbwa warns that when government policies make mining expensive, it sends the message that people should stop.
And then one of mine, the biggest challenge into mining business at per se is that the Zambian government has too flexible policies that actually occupy more other people from outside to obtain licenses. When you compare to other states in the Africa and the world, Zambian people should be proud of having these minerals which are godly given in their soil. So a moment Zema pronounces the adding up of figures to acquire documentation, it's like they are saying Zambian people won't manage mining. They, in the scenario, they're simply putting a stop to us to do mining, which can't be the case.
The Office of the Auditor General has clarified concerns surrounding audit procedures and the engagement of a private audit firm to audit the Road Development Agency. Office of the Auditor General says obtaining confirmations of account balances is a standard audit procedure and should not be misunderstood. This follows a social media post by former diplomat Emmanuel Mamba questioning the confirmation of account balances and the appointment of Grant Thornton to audit the financial statements of the Road Development Agency, RDA. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambua says the confirmation of the bank balances and creditor amounts is a normal audit practice conducted in line with International Standard on Auditing 505, which governs external confirmations. Dr. Mwamba explains that the process involves obtaining written responses from third parties to verify amounts reflected in financial statements. He says the purpose of the procedure is to ensure that figures reported in the financial records are accurate and properly stated. Dr. Mwamba has clarified that the process should not be interpreted as a request for creditors to collect outstanding payments, but rather a routine audit procedure used to obtain independent evidence. Meanwhile, the Office of the Auditor General has also defended the appointment of Grant Thornton to audit the RRDM. Dr. Mwamba says the engagement of private audit firms is allowed under the Public Finance Management Act of 2018 and the Public Audit Act of 2016. He says the Office of the Auditor General is permitted to subcontract private audit firms registered with the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants when there are resources or time constraints. The Zambia Chamber of Small and Medium Business Association has observed that the lack of transparency in the disbursement of the funds meant for small-scale businesses has continued to persist. Chamber President Justin Kalukango says despite the government introducing initiatives such as the Zambia Credit Guarantee Scheme and the loans under the Constituency Development Fund, some undeserving small and medium enterprises are still accessing the funds. Mr. Kalukango says this has hindered the growth of the SME sector because the resources are not reaching the intended beneficiaries. Meanwhile, Mr. Kalukango has urged the government to quickly introduce a digital system for small and medium enterprise. He says such a system will help ensure that SMEs are aware of the various programs being offered by the government and improve transparency in the allocation of the funds.
Persistent structural, you know, challenges and gaps in policy implementation, where we've seen the ministry failing to observe rules and procedure and developing, you know, a proper SME structure or column. And so these key challenges like capital initiatives and you know, which actually influence growth among SMEs has not been properly handled. We have got, you know, issues challenging, you know, public financing support also, which hasn't really been doing so good through the credit guarantee scheme.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwembo, has clarified that the government only removed traffic roadblocks that inconvenience motorists and not security checkpoints positioned at strategic locations across the country. Mr. Mwembo explained that the decision implemented through the Zambia Police Service targeted impromptu roadblocks that had attracted numerous complaints from members of the public. Speaking to journalists during a tour of the Rusango Chukoni Road Rehabilitation Project in Monze on Monday, the minister said the removed roadblocks were those being mounted in an unplanned manner by the police officers. He stated that the move followed concerns raised by citizens who complained about the frequent and inconvenient roadblocks along various roads. Mr. Mwembo has described most of the halted roadblocks as a major inconvenience to the travelling public.
Responded to the cries of the people that they don't want roadblocks, because most of these roadblocks have been an inconvenience. But we have not removed the roadblocks per se. What we have done is we have removed those impromptu roadblocks. We have allowed checkpoints to continue in existence. The police are given the right to do snap checkpoints, so that the criminality does not, you know, reign in. Those who are managing these roadblocks that have been allowed should be, you know, operating in a manner that does not breach the rights of the people of Zambia. Otherwise, checkpoints are still there. You may find that there's a checkpoint at the Kafue, you know, bridge there.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Rita Mukandawire has advised the Zambian government to adhere to conditions set by the United Kingdom regarding a 209 to 1 4.3 million.